We are going to be doing accessing good health via overflowing grace. Hallelujah.
I would like to appreciate the senior pastor, our father in the Lord, for this great opportunity to stand on this side. And I would like to appreciate Pastor Mrs. also. It's a great honor to stand here tonight. And I would also like to appreciate every pastor and minister seated. And also I would like to appreciate everyone. I tell you, it is not easy. You saw me just now, I took water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll just, on the lighter note now, just like to share this with you. I think on the third day of this prayer and fasting, I was driving and I got to a particular place. I was not seeing very well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then what I did immediately, I packed and I started praying that God, I need strength. Hallelujah. And I prayed and I got, you know, I was seeing men like trees. Hallelujah. And I got strength after I prayed and I continued driving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I've also been looking for an opportunity to appreciate the choir. I've been looking for an opportunity to appreciate them. I tell you, our choir have been doing tremendously well. You know, the tempo and the level of our music have stepped up. It's groovy now. Hallelujah. You know, when you talk about our worship, you can equal our worship with what you get in any first class church in Lagos. Hallelujah. Because I've worshipped there before in many of those churches, and I tell you, we measure up even more than them. Hallelujah. Choir, you are appreciated tonight. Hallelujah. Accessing good health via overflowing grace. Amen. 3 John chapter 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hallelujah. You see, when the word beloved is used in the scripture, then you should know that it is just like a father and son relationship. Hallelujah. When God says beloved, then is relating with you as a son and daughter. Praise the Lord. I wish above all things, that above all things now, God is wishing us to prosper and to be in health. Many of us have conceived the notion that when you are rich, then your richness also must go with a corresponding health challenge. As we have this notion that diabetic patients are always rich people, or the hypertensive patients are always rich people, and that is just the notion. And this notion has eroded our mind, and some have decided that they don't want to be rich. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, anybody can be afflicted by the devil. Anybody can be a victim, either rich or poor, can be a victim of health challenge. But tonight, I tell you, I don't know the kind of health challenge that you might be going through. But tonight, I tell you that God is here to heal you in the name of Jesus. You see, God's grace is so much in this house, and we've been treating overflowing grace. And I tell you that grace is going to meet with that health challenge tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, as I was saying, 3 John chapter 2 is a statement of fact. And we have to seize that opportunity of God's wish for us. God's wish for us is that we should have and we should be in good health. And I'm here to tell you tonight that you can live all around your life in good health. Praise the Lord. It is possible that you live all around your life in good health, regardless of the antecedent of your parent. Maybe you are like me, that my parent, my mother, used to be an asthma patient, and it looks as if we also want to be asthmatic. Praise the Lord. But I tell you that it took the grace of God to deliver us. And I tell you, we are four in number. We don't have any cases of asthma in our house. Praise the Lord. So we might have such a case like that also in this congregation, that you felt, okay, my dad is asthmatic or probably is hypertensive. And because when you read those theories and everything, they said it is hereditary. And you now felt that, okay, it could be passed on you. I tell you that even if it has been passed on you, God is going to heal you tonight in Jesus' name. Many people have been wasted and lives have been terminated by sickness. Ignorantly, many have been victim of originator of sickness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to open our Bible to the book of Job chapter 1 verse 7. Job chapter 1 verse 7. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where did you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down." I tell you, devil does not have any other work. You might have a work as a student, you read, but devil does not. I wouldn't know if he reads, but I don't think he reads. He does not have any work. All he does, he walks around and looks for where to deposit evil. Praise God. Devil moves around. He doesn't sleep. He moves around to look where to deposit rubbish. He looks around to, he moves around to look where to deposit sickness. Praise the Lord. The same thing also in Job chapter 2 verse 2. God asked him. He said, he's also moving to and fro. Have you not asked yourself a question? Why is he moving all around? He's moving around to afflict people. You know, as I said earlier, I don't have to tell you, because we all have had a share of it. Praise the Lord. The devil is wicked. And you treat him same. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, I would like to expose something tonight, which is the devil. He's your greatest enemy. He orchestrated sickness. But grace came to give you life. Grace came to give you life. Good news. We've been talking about grace ever since for the past 6 days. But tonight I would like to tell you that the grace that we're talking about is Jesus Christ. A round of applause. The grace we've been talking about for many days is Jesus Christ. I'd like us to open our Bible to the book of John chapter 1 verse 14. John chapter 1 verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God. Help me to open to Romans chapter 5 verse 2. Romans chapter 5 verse 2. Through him also we have our access, entrance, introduction by faith into this grace, state of God's favor, in which we firmly and safely stand. And let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I've come to introduce grace to you. You know, I told you that your greatest enemy is the devil. John chapter 10 made us understand that he's a thief. He has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But grace came to give us life. Hallelujah. Grace came to give us life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wrote here that what do you envisage or expect when grace come in contact with sickness? Praise the Lord. It's a question. There is an exchange of power. There is an exchange of power. Amen. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. This woman have suffered a lot in the hand of the physician. I respect doctors. I respect them, but they will always tell us that we care, but God heals. Praise the Lord. That is just the truth. They only care, but God heals. I think I've shared this story before. I was in an hospital. I actually got a call from a doctor. And when I got there, I learned that he's inside a theater. And I was kind of bragging outside that, why will he call me when he knows that he wants to work? And he was hearing from inside the theater. And maybe he felt he was pissed off by what I was saying outside. And he said, okay, they should allow me to come into the theater. And I went into the theater. And I saw something. I saw someone that is already open up. And he asked me, okay, talk. I couldn't talk again. As in everything that I wanted to say disappeared. You know, I saw somebody already open up on the theater, on the theater table. And I was just seeing everything. I couldn't, he said, okay, I understand. Can you excuse us? And I left and I was shaken. So doctor are doing a very great job. But they've always told us that they only care. But God heals. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So as I was saying, the woman with the issue of blood, he suffered a lot from the hand of the physician. I read a little about, you know, this woman, his case is that blood was going out of the body. And you know, there's this common word that blood is life. When you don't have blood, you're dead. So can you just imagine blood going out of somebody's body continuously? I'll tell you a little about it. Okay, let's look at the common one, the normal monthly period, menstruation. The normal menstruation should not be more than 80 mils. When it is more than 80 mils, it is third excess, as in heavy menstrual flow. Praise God. And it must not last more than 5 days. When it goes more than 5 days, if it's going to 7 or 8 days, it is start to be extended. And they also target heavy menstrual flow or menorrhagia. Praise God. And now imagine someone having a continuous flow like that. And just imagine what has actually kept this woman. Praise the Lord. He went to many places. We are told in the scripture that he went to many places for solution. He couldn't get any. But just one day, he met with grace. Praise the Lord. Just as we are going to meet with grace tonight. Hallelujah. I'd like us to put something down. Let's just look at some people that met with grace. Some people that met with grace. I just talked about the woman with the issue of blood. We can get that at, in John chapter 5. John chapter 5 verse 2. No, sorry. We can get that in Mark chapter 5, verse 22 to 29. That is the woman with the issue of blood. Then let's look at John chapter 5, verse 2, verse 9. I'm going to read from here. Now there is at Jerusalem by the chief market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethsaida, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind us withered, waiting for the move of the water. For an angel went down at the certain season into pool, on and on and on like that. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, without be made well. Praise God. I'm bringing out a point there. Is the man at the pool of Bethsaida. This man has been there. We've heard of this story many times. Some said 38 years. Some said maybe he's 38 years old. Some, you know, different understanding like that. But even if it is just a year, I don't know if you've been sick for a year before. It is not palatable. So we are not even concerned about the year now. But this man has been at the pool for a very long time. He has been there languishing. But just one day, he met with grace. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to open to John chapter 11. John chapter 11, verse 16. John 11, John chapter 11, verse 16. Then said Thomas, which called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. On and on and on like that. It's just the story about, it's the story of Lazarus. Praise God. He died, and when he died, you know, we are made to understand that when he died, that everyone have already lost hope, that, you know, he's dead for 3-4 days. And there was no hope again. And Jesus happened to come around there. And let us go to verse 34. And said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Then Jesus wept. Then said the Jew, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave? It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Matter, the sister of him that was dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead for 4 days. Then verse 44, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, comfort. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lazarus met with grace and he came forth. And tonight, I tell you that tonight, just as I've said, that we have come to meet with grace. And I tell you that no matter what challenges that we might have been going through, no matter what affliction that the devil has afflicted us with tonight, God is going to heal us from it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. How do you access grace for good health? How do you access grace for good health? I have here, fear God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Verse 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Praise the Lord. It is very pertinent that we fear God in whatsoever thing, in whatsoever discipline that we are into. And that is what can give us access to good health. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes our discipline sometimes deceives us to want to not want to fear God, not want to regard God. You know, many times, and it is very common in the secular, you know, and okay, let me use an example of the banking sector. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I have a very good example in this house. You know, many times, before now, I also have the notion that you cannot work in the bank and you will not steal. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Does it sound strange? That is my notion, that there's no how you work in the bank, you will steal. But I got another, you know, because I've lived with a lot of people that work in the bank, and I do hear what they say, and, you know, I also spend from the money too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But my notion changed. When I first heard it, I didn't believe, and I had to think twice. But that is just the truth. Praise God. You can walk anywhere, and yet you will fear God. Praise God. You can walk anywhere, no matter where, even if it is you are directly involved with money, you can still walk there, and yet the fear of God will still be intact. Praise the Lord. And that is how you can access good health. Then number two, be vigilant. Be vigilant. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. The devil himself keep vigil, as we read in Job chapter 1 verse 7. He moves all around to and fro. He doesn't rest. He keeps vigil every day. And when the devil keeps vigil and you don't even take time to even keep... Okay, I'm looking for a smaller value of vigil. Praise God. When you cannot keep vigil for a day, and the person that is after you keep vigil every day, then how can you survive? For you to access good health, then you have to be vigilant. You don't take things with levity. Probably you go to school, and you, when you got inside the class, you find out that something strange is happening to you that is not usual. Your common sense should tell you that you should pray. Praise God. Because if you don't pray, those things that look strange can become yours. Praise the Lord. Just like, okay, I have another example. Yesterday I actually got a check from someone, and there was an error on the check, and I had to go back for the person to change it, and the place, I mean, I have to travel all the way from Ilorin to Ofa to change check. And I didn't drive. I took a bus. So as I was inside the bus, so as we were going, somebody came in later when we are already out of Ilorin. And the person came in with some funny things like that. The person looking at what she was having, she looks like an herbalist. I mean, she's a woman, but all she's crying is just, pots, you know, those strange things. She was with alligator, life alligator, and so on, and it was so irritating. And she was sitting by my side, and I don't know what to say. And I said, the next thing that came to my mouth, I started speaking in tongues. And the woman she was sitting by my side, and she would just imagine what is wrong, killing. So, but I didn't mind, I was just speaking in tongues. So when I speak it continuously until when I was satisfied. I knew that, okay, the atmosphere is sanitized. Then I kept quiet. Praise the Lord. So you have to be vigilant. You have to be vigilant. Praise the Lord. Then number three, settling only with Jesus. Settling only with Jesus. Romans chapter 5 verse 2. Romans chapter 5 verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. What am I trying to pick out from this is that you don't have a second, choice. Praise the Lord. Just like we have in UME. Now we have three choices, or four choices. Before it used to be two. UME. Jam now. Jam. Praise the Lord. Is it not called UME? Okay. So they always tell us to have second choice. But in this case, I will tell you that you should settle alone with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, many times, because of our second choice, many times we have even both our second choice and first choice, we lose the two. Praise the Lord. It has happened to me before. I will give an example of that same jam. I was having, the second choice of a thing, syndrome of a thing. And at the end of the day, I didn't pursue the first choice and I lose the two. Praise the Lord. Tonight, I would like to speak to us that we should focus alone on Jesus. As I've said earlier on, even the doctors, they said they only care that God heals. And so when those people that we even run to meet, they tell us beforehand that we only care it is God that heals. They've already told you ahead. So we should hold on to that fact and settle alone with Jesus. I also wrote here, pitching your tent with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number four, be at the right place. Be at the right place. Now I'm going to say something about this. You know, many times we've heard of different stories of people that they are actually looking for healing. They are looking for deliverance. And they end up, getting what they don't even bargain for. We've watched it in film now. And, you know, people that will go that they are looking for their headache, they have headache. They went to meet the spiritualist. They got there. Maybe the person happened to be a lady. And the spiritualist, this is a fine girl. You actually went there for headache. The spiritualist end up converting you to his wife. Praise the Lord. You know, we watch it from the film now. It is just the reality. Praise the Lord. So, be at the right place. Be at the right place. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, be at the right place. Amen. My time is far spent. I would have talked more on this because I've watched a lot of film on it. Praise the Lord. Number five, kingdom service. Kingdom service. Let us open our Bible to Exodus. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. This is coming directly from God. Praise the Lord. On the platform of service, all what is demanded from you is service. And it's not something that is so cumbersome. It's all you do. Maybe you dance, you sing, you clean, you project. That is the service that is required from you. And God is saying that it's going to secure your health. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight, if you don't have, if you've not hold on to anything, I would like you to hold on to this. Kingdom service. It's so easy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's the best way that you can access good health. You know, when you serve God, when you give your time to God, God also will also give you his time. Praise the Lord. And as I've said earlier on, it is not something that is so big that is required. When we talk about kingdom service, it is not something that is so big. It is just all you've been doing. All you just need is to put some seriousness Praise the Lord. Some dedication to it. Tonight, I would like to encourage us. If you have not been doing it, if you have not been getting it right, you know, sometimes we even do it and we don't do it very well. And half obedience does not fetch you anything. You need a full obedience. Praise the Lord. If only you can put more energy, you can put more strength to it. I tell you, your health is secured. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, I would like us to rise on our feet. I'd like us to rise on our feet. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Tonight, we are going to pray. We are going to pray. And we are going to pray like this. You see, when we talk about health, health is very paramount, just like 3 John chapter 2. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." Some version said, "good health." Praise the Lord. It is when you have good health that you can do many things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, I would like you to secure your health. And I would like you, in the next few minutes that we are going to pray, I would like us to put the last energy that we have inside of us to pray tonight. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray this prayer. We are going to pray that we're going to say, "Father, every deposition of the devil in my life disappear in Jesus' name." Turn it to prayer. Let us pray this prayer. Let us pray. Let us pray. Secure your health. Secure your health tonight. Let us put it into prayer. Father, Lord God, I pray that every deposition of the devil in my life, Lord God, I command it to disappear tonight. Lord, tonight I've gotten the understanding of grace, and I've known that grace, you are the grace, Jesus is the grace. And because I am here, every affliction of the devil, every deposition of the devil must not escape the grace of God in this house. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Let us secure our health tonight. Every deposition of the devil, command it to disappear. Command it to disappear. Command it to disappear. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we pray that every deposition of the devil in our life, we command, let it disappear. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You see, many of us got fears because of our antecedents or because of our family histories. But I tell you that our health is secured in Jesus Christ. And we are going to pray that every traces of affliction that have succeeded in the life of our parent will not succeed in our life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let us go ahead as we begin to pray. Every affliction of the devil, it might have succeeded in our parent, but it will not succeed in us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord God, we ask that every affliction of the devil that have succeeded in the life of our parent, it will not succeed in our life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 Father, Lord God, we pray that every traces of affliction that have succeeded in the life of our parents will not succeed in our own life. In the name of the Lord Jesus.